How many of you absolutely dread parallel parking? A lot, I bet. Well, a British mathematician may have an answer. Geometry. Simon Blackburn, a professor at the University of London, says you can run a simple calculation, and voila, you're in. Here to discuss the theory is Keith Devlin, Weekend Edition's math guy. Welcome back, Keith.
Hi, Audie. Nice to be back again.
So, what's the basic idea behind Professor Blackburn's research?
It's actually a very clever use of simple mathematics. In fact, the most complicated bit of mathematics it uses is our good old friend Pythagoras' theorem.
That's a squared plus b squared equals c squared, right?
Absolutely. And that's really all you need. You just need to use that in a clever way. You put in a few figures about the size of your vehicle and the space that you're trying to get into, and the formula tells you exactly how much extra space you need beyond the length of your vehicle in order to park it in a simple reverse-in, straighten-the-wheels-and-switch-the-engine-off move.
So give us a sense of how detailed the math is. What are the numbers you need to calculate using this system, and is it really practical?
Simon Blackburn's formula needs four pieces of information. First of all, you have to tell it the radius of your car's turning circle. That means if you give it a full lock to the left or right, it will turn in a circle. The radius of that thing is called the turning radius. It needs the wheelbase of your car, which is the distance between the centre of the front wheel and the rear wheel on either side. It needs the distance from your front wheel, from the centre of the front wheel, to the front bumper. And the one extra piece of information it needs, you know, you pull up next to a car, you need the width of that car.
Now, I went out and did my parking job, which does involve a certain kind of estimation, where I pull up to the first car, and as I'm reversing, I wait until the wheels sort of match up, then I jackknife into the space. And so I've got my own sort of estimation, and is a lot of this just based on your ability to do that kind of guesswork?
Yeah, and in fact, you know, there's lots of examples when people look at sort of baseball fielders and various athletes and people that put in wonderful shots on the basketball court. What's going on is that mathematics gives you a way of understanding in detail what people have learned to do simply by practice and expertise. In fact, when we practice something, be it on the athletic field or in an automobile, we are becoming very good mathematicians at doing a particular kind of operation, but usually we don't call it mathematics, and we certainly don't give people a pass on the math test because they can park their car.
Weekend Edition's math guy, Keith Devlin, also a professor at Stanford University. Keith, thanks so much.
Okay, my pleasure, Audie.
As a native Bostonian, I consider myself a wicked good parka, so I decided to put my skills to the test right outside NPR headquarters. We pull up to the first car, length to length, nose to nose. You essentially want to measure, you're kind of like measuring the space by measuring this car in front of you. And the measure of a perfect parking job, according to this mathematician, is no back and forth. So that's what we're aiming for here. So now that my front wheel and their back wheel are lined up, I'm backing in. Release, release, release of the wheel. We're in the space. We're looking good. I'm stopping. How far are we from the curb? Okay. Oh, look at that. That's like 9 inches. That's genius. Beep, 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 yeah. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.